Hey, this is Ocean. Welcome to the Lower It Up podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local artists and industry leaders to give you all the ins and outs for the season. Join us on this journey as we find out what makes Cropover.
Welcome to Lower It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
All right, so today I am here with Ryan and Corin from Vida and Esquire, coming together for Vida by Esquire, the new big band on the block. You know, they're coming down very soon. We're very, very close to Kadumat Day, and they have their band coming out with the theme Kindred Spirits. So they're here to give you all a little more insight now that we're closer to Kadumat Day. So you all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Corin Bailey. I'm one of the three directors from Esquire Entertainment, representing myself, Anthony Roberts, and Nigel Lewis.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Ryan Ford. I'm one of the directors for Vida Barbados, and that includes myself, Janelle Jin Ford, who's the designer, and then also Ryan Codrington as well.
Nice. All right, so guys, thank you guys for coming down here today. Everybody's already seen the costumes. You know, everybody's on social media. The costumes look amazing. We saw the band launch. We saw all of the things that have been pushed out so far. And people are excited for not only Kadumat Day, but also for your event that you have right adjacent to Kadumat Day, right the day after. So tell us, before we get into the event, that's Juk Down Cool Down, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Like, before we get into that, because people are excited for that, but before we get into that, let's talk the big ticket item here, Kadumat Day, Vida by Esquire, Kindred Spirits. What should we expect coming on the road?
Vibes, artistry, creativity,
value,
service, and happiness.
Okay, nice. And so in terms of this, vibes and quality and service and happiness, this is going to be, I assume, seen in every single aspect as well. You already know that the costumes are quality. We've seen your production quality from your band launch. But in terms of just the vibes on the day, you know, I already know that a lot of your sections have been sold out. So you know that people are going to be there. Talk to me a little bit about this quality.
Yeah, well, the band itself is already sold out. So what people have...
Oh, the whole band, not just the sections.
Yeah,
okay.
The whole band sold out. Band. So what people have been accustomed across our two brands, you know, the Esquire guys, they set the benchmark for all-inclusives in Barbados. Mm-hmm. And all-inclusive, you know, on the front end, people say, oh, the food and the drinks.
Yeah.
Right? But in terms of the whole vibes, the service level, when you get your tickets, when you arrive, at the door, they had always set that benchmark. On the Vida side, you know, we were crawling before we started to run now. So we were always trying to add something a little bit different in our section designs, getting a little more creative with our pants for the men in terms of the prints, getting the theme right for all of the lady designs, that when they look at the designs, apart from it being pretty, you know, it's interesting in terms of the concept, but then adding, you know, the food element, the service element, the band house, all of us put that together. The band house team has been superb since the band launch, you know, so all those things are kind of like a train just going forward on the tracks. And now we now have to execute on the day for us serving the breakfast, people arrival. You have good vibes with the music. We have a good selection of DJs, performers. The security team, they understand what kind of level of service we want as well. Mm-hmm. Snow cone carts, cocktails, water, whatever it is that we have on the road, everything is going to be flowing in terms of happiness and vibes and creativity.
And I let you mention that. It's clearly going to be an all-encompassing kind of experience, mm-hmm. because you mentioned security. That's a big deal for people right now based on how this, the season has been going so far. You mentioned the snow cones and the cocktails. You know, you have a lot of different aspects to what you're going to be able to receive. Talk to me a little bit more about the entertainment, you know, the performers and the DJs you're coming. I don't know how much y'all can tell me, but
anything?
Not much. Can I give you a little something?
We definitely wouldn't be telling you about the performers, but yeah. In terms of entertainment, just know that we, as our brands do, we will have a good mix of primarily local DJs.
Okay.
Playing as Ryan will tell you, primarily local.
So I'm doing my journalism. He said primarily, so you know there might be some surprises. Yeah, you know, there might be a little something coming out.
The whole theme, Kindred Spirits, and our brands in general. You know, like Corin being Jamaican, the other Ryan being Trinidadian, Janelle is Bajan, but living in Trinidad, bigger market for fashion line. Anthony living in Jamaica, Nigel in the States, and I'm in Barbados. So, you know, we use that energy of and connectivity of what the Caribbean region is all about and bringing that all together here. But obviously the major footprint is being Barbadian because it's crop over. But then at the same time, we're adding that little extra here and there. And entertainment-wise, you know, Corinne's right. We do have a great cast of DJs and performers. We have a good mix between sweet and bashment. And that's what it happens in soca areas, right?
Mm-hmm. You spoke about vibes earlier, and as he touched on the DJs, one of the humbling things about this experience for me is I said to Ryan a couple weeks ago, I said, when those ropes go up, I'm going to feel emotional.
Yeah. You know,
it's for a number of different reasons. One, it's been a lot of work. I mean, putting on these events is a lot of work, as you know. But one, it's a lot of work. But two, the response has been so humbling.
Yeah.
We are a first time band on the road. Mm-hmm. And from the time of the launch, the interest and the excitement, you know, you can't really engineer vibes, right? It is, because then it's not authentic.
No, yeah.
The crowd that we both brands carry comes with a lot of vibes, and I think they also came with a lot of faith in us.
Yeah.
And that stretches, and it's not just the you know, the quote unquote the patrons. It stretches to the DJs. You know, everyone seems excited to be part of what we expect to be to be the start of an exciting journey. And it's all been extremely humbling. But all of that faith and excitement and all of that goes into the vibes. And I think we are two very authentic brands, and I think people appreciate that.
Yeah. So basically that theme, kindred spirits, you know, the togetherness. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it's your inaugural jump, but it's about togetherness and it's about vibes.
Yeah.
You're going to be, people need to see the presence. It's going to be a big, big deal when y'all reach the road this year. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we put together a fairly extensive list of either friends or people that we know have religiously come to our private events and things like that.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of entrust in them in telling them what our vision was back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with the pandemic hitting, we had to, you know, push it back a little bit. But even when we sat down to discuss the entertainment, we didn't do it just as Ryan and Corinne that were responsible for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We literally sat down with a subgroup of our events committee and we said, hey, tell us some DJs. Why you like these? Why you don't? What do you suggest in this kind of environment versus not? Because you've jumped on the road. It's different how you play on the road versus in a FET or on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we've asked them these questions. We had a long list. We still had to pick 12 to 14. And it just shows the amount of good quality that there is in Barbados. As well as around the region. And then to hear what our team told us, and we ran with it. Because for us, it's all about a family environment. And, you know, as we get up in age, we want to create a brand that no matter if you feel that you're, you know, getting older, it's not that you're too old to jump. You still want to come back because the vibe is there naturally, as Corinne was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you will see that as you get older and the band might become bigger or whatever the case might be, people will still come back because they know something new is coming. Again, the value for money, it's always interesting, it feels secure, and it's always exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that you mentioned that, though, because clearly y'all been like workshopping it, and that lets the people know, you know, a lot of thought is going into these things. It's not something that just happened this year, just because they're new, they didn't decide in January they started this. A lot of thought is going into everything that you're going to see out there with them. This is their first time, but they want you to remember them, and that's what the impression I'm getting, because I know we had you guys on the show, you know, a little bit earlier in the season. The other Ryan was here along with Stiffy, and they were speaking about it, and one of the major impressions I got was how much of a family type vibe y'all give off, not just in terms of how you want people to be in your events, but just the management in general. Everybody knows each other, all of y'all get along well, the same way you just call out that whole list of people from all around the region. It is something that so much thought and energy goes into this behind the scenes. There's a lot to be expected as a listener.
So look, one of the things I think about often is it's almost unfortunate that the Kindred Spirits theme is just for here, because it honestly does signify us. Sometimes I think it would be good for us to kind of work it into like a, you know, just a permanent catchphrase or something, or something like that. But it honestly does signify us. It's not that we don't butt heads or have arguments. Although honestly, I'm surprised we haven't had more. But we but we honestly do get along, and I think the interesting thing is that the personalities mesh well. You know, I mean, I think we all are. For strange enough, we all seem to be workaholics, but you know, some like myself worry more than others, and I think I put that into, you know, that drives me into ensuring that all my
that anxiety gets you to measure
exactly. And we have meticulous guys like Anthony and Ryan. Although Ryan is he's able to stay more calm than most of the rest of us. But the point is, the personalities really do work, and we really. The Kindred Spirits theme really does tell people a lot about who it is we are. It was a really good choice of themes.
So maybe following the jump up, we might have to look out for an event called Kindred Spirits or something. You never know what to expect with these guys, but maybe something with that theme, because clearly it's the creed that y'all kind of really hold on to, and it binds y'all together. And I like that. It's not just that y'all put something together and say, oh, this branding is going to work to pull people in. This is something y'all believe in. This is something that genuinely explains your group. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can't fake it. And people gravitate towards that. People notice it.
Absolutely. I mean, from the time that the promotions and stuff started dropping, one thing I absolutely noticed was people were sending around the VXC stuff. As soon as the band hit the scene, it wasn't like, oh, who is this? Who are these people? It was like, wow, look at this.
I think what happened was that apart from our individual brands and our individual personalities and circles, you know, people have always appreciated us as individuals, or a lot of people did at least, as well as the fets that we put on.
Right.
So when we tested the waters back in 2020, the response was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were anxious for something new, something different, something that didn't want to just say, hey, I am the biggest, baddest, loudest band on the road. Come with me, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, specific models like this, or promotions like this, or parties like this. They just felt like every single thing that we were trying to put together was to complement the festival more than competing in the festival. And then obviously COVID hit, and then we did our park out party, which was at the drive-in. Mm-hmm. And that had a kind of its own little kindred spirit amongst your own little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we put that a little bit to rest for a little while. And then we came back now saying, you know what, the island is open, so let us do what we came to do in the first place. And then once people saw, hey, they're doing a band launch, no other band was really doing band launches.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to add the whole design and decor, make it a big spectacle, because, you know, people were saying, you know, Barbados needs to go and put in more decor. They need to do this, they need to do that. And, you know, Janelle and Ryan and them, they ran with that. You know, then we take the service element that come from those Esquire guys and the whole creativity of the team. And when we mesh that together, we had the big band launch. And then people just go on that energy score and said, like, it's humbling to see that each thing that we're trying to do, regardless if it comes at a huge cost to us, is really and truly for the future, you know? And people are here for the journey, and they're going along with us, and it's enjoyable. And I never thought about it, like how Corin said, when those security ropes come up, you know how it is. For me, I remember my first memory, I got to big him up, Dr. Jerry Emptich. He was on the, he was jumping in one of the bands, and I was 14 years old, and he saw myself, my brother, and his son on the sides, and he took the band off of his lady friend and some others there. I was like, hey, you gotta come in the band. And of course, I wasn't the right there at the time, and he wouldn't care. He would laugh about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that got me in a vibe saying, like, you know what, this is the whole experience of being involved in it. You know, and from there, once I reached that Eagle Hall, Black Rock corner, that four crossing down there, that's where it probably is going to hit home. Like, yo, we really put a whole band on this road.
It's going to be something really serious. And truly. You're going to feel it. I hope you do, because that's what it's about. It's not just about, you know, having this thing and people enjoying themselves and whatever, but it's about genuinely getting the spirit of not just Carpool, but Kaduma Day. It's something about genuinely what your band is themed. bringing people together, enjoying life, celebrating something. And that's a big deal for y'all to celebrate. You came together, you had the hardship with COVID, but you managed to get past that and still come again. Mm-hmm. You've had success so far. Let's bring it on the day, you know?
It's a vibe, man.
That's what you got to aim for. So we're obviously in the countdown to the actual day. Now, Kaduma Day is about, I want to say, just about a week or over a week away now. And you're almost there. Don't stress.
Three more Mondays.
So we're almost there. Anything that you want to say to the people to get them excited, because we know that it's coming. What do you want to let them know on behalf of VIC? Put out to both of y'all.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, first of all, definitely want to say thank you.
Yeah.
For sure, from the bottom of our hearts, you know, and our wallets. Thank you very much, because we've put in a lot of time and a lot of money, and we still need to put in more to make sure that a dream that all of us had comes together. And then the patrons who are coming to enjoy, of course, they have a dream because we've put it in their head.
Right.
And they have a vision of what they want to do. And once it starts, as Corinne said, once those ropes go up, enjoy. Just enjoy. Enjoy it. Have fun.
On us. And ourselves. But he's right. Because the only thing that threw me off just now is that you said to get people excited. I don't think we will have any problem with that. But the thank you was what was in my mind as well. Thank everyone so much. It is like I said, it's been humbling. I keep using that word. The response that we have gotten as a band that has never been on the road before. It's all about trust. And I thank every single person that put their trust in us. It is not cheap.
Yeah.
And so for me, every person that has bought a costume, an experience, deserves our total gratitude, and they have it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for coming down. The people are excited. I'm excited to see. And all I have to say is, let's get it started. Let's get out there on the road. Let's see how it goes. Your first jump, and it should be the best one for the year. Yeah,
it definitely will
be. That's a plan.
All right,
and we will definitely celebrate with them after the jump too. The very next day,
I'm glad. I'm glad you brought it. I knew. I was thinking in my head, what was it that I was forgetting? Because we spoke about it in the beginning. Talk to us about the Jut Down Cool Down.
We created something called Jut Down Cool Down, and pretty much it was established in order to continue the vibes, because there's no real official second day of Grand Kaduman. But instead, we live on an island. It's the summer is hot. So why not do something in the evening time, nice sunset on the West Coast, by the beach, nice drinks, ladies there, the guys going to come out, have a good time together down by Calma Beach Club on the West. And it starts at 3. So that actually allows you to still go to work, knowing that you're a Bajan or Caribbean person, you can get there late anyways. So you go to work, you come there 6, 7, whatever it is, and you can still enjoy the vibes and continue all the great music that the artists, the producers, and all of them have put together, and really and truly wrap up the season of Crop Over with Absolutely. Us, yeah.
Something to come out, people that you saw the day before, y'all can still sit down and enjoy the vibes, people that you met the day before,
exactly.
You get to see them again.
All the tourists that came in, they can come and enjoy it too, because if you go back every year of Crop Over, tourists are always saying, they wish they went to a beach event. But remember, most of our beach events are earlier in the summer, mostly promoters' events. So now they have something that they could come and really enjoy, regardless of what band that they're in. They can now come for something that's very affordable and come and enjoy themselves,
Right.
And it is, and as I said, it is, again, the theme, thank you. It is a bit of a thanks from us as well. We try to price it as affordably as possible, and the band members get significant discount. No one wants Kadument Day to end, so why not extend it for a little bit
longer? You're trying to push away that Carnival Tobanka, trying to get people to still enjoy it, even though they have to go to work the next day, even though you have to come back to reality. We're giving you that just little bit of extra something. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so it should be a vibe.
Nice. All right, well, anything else that you want to give to the people on behalf of VXC before y'all go? Anything that they need to know, anything that they want to hear, anything you want to give them. Any, you can't tell me nothing about the performers at all. Nothing.
Just don't oversleep that Monday because you're going to miss out because we got, everybody knows, buffet breakfast and touch-up zone in the morning. True. And then we are on the road. Mm-hmm. Can't say what other surprises there in terms of the food and beverage element.
All right.
But everything going to be flowing. Entertainment-wise, you know, we can get it, we can get one DJ, for example.
I'll take it.
There's one DJ who hosts a fete every single week. Mm-hmm. And the whole world that goes to these soca fetes every week enjoys it. So you know Salt and Don, they're going to be there.
Hey, for sure. You heard it here Salt first. Yeah. You heard it here exactly. First. Salt and Don will be on the road with Beat Up Express. And at the beach, don't miss it.
Since he's called the name, I mean, they are one of the ones that I'm saying to you. We have to be thankful to as well. Yeah. I mean, they never say no to us. Mm-hmm. You know, so we enjoy their support just as much as we do.
They're probably the highest performing soca DJs in the last, if you take out the COVID year, at least the last 3-4 years, mm-hmm. in terms of them trying to push the very 100% soca vibe, creating vibes from the time they touch the mic when it begin. Obviously, there are plenty more DJs that do the same thing or close to.
But they've been pushing at a significant level.
Right? They even have their own event. As Corinne said, we work so much that, you know, we struggle to do anything in the week these days.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one thing that we've taken note of. And, you know, we got to give them thanks for pushing the culture and the vibe and whatnot. And congratulations to them as well. And it's we're very happy to have them on board. Mm-hmm. And we just let people know that if you are enjoying that vibe, you're going to get the same vibe from them as well.
Yeah.
And one more before I go too, not in terms of entertainment. We didn't really touch on it before because it was at the band launch, but all of our section partners, all of them, whether they're marketing partners or if they own a section, you know, they've taken on to us and invested their time and their money in something brand new because they know what we did in our own private capacity as well as in our relationships with them. Mm-hmm. And they bought into the vision that we have for what VXE stands for. So it has been a blessing to have them on board, and we look forward for many more years.
Absolutely.
One more thing. Again, I will keep on this thank you theme. We have such a massive group of people behind the scenes working. We speak of the six directors, but I mean, if you look at Ryan's phones and see the chat groups, you know, you can't imagine, right?
Yeah, I can only picture it.
All those groups represent people with a vested interest in seeing us do well, and people for whom we would not be where we are at the moment without them. So all of these committees, all of these subgroups, thank you to them as well. I would hate to lose the opportunity to add them to the list of thanks.
Yeah, well, on that same note, I just really want to thank you guys for coming down to give us this little tidbit. I'm especially grateful for the little secret there. You know, you heard that here first. I had to beg for it, but y'all guys heard it here first. And so we really, really appreciate you guys coming down a second time to speak with us about Vida by S Square. You know, kindred spirits. We're going to be out on the road. Excited to be out there with you guys. And I'm just really happy that you guys came down here to give them, the people, that little extra piece of excitement today. Yeah, so thanks.
We appreciate it too. And it's good that, you know, we've done it twice, but you've done it with different directors.
Yeah, so. Absolutely, yeah.
So you get the vibe, the same consistent vibe there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But also, thank you very much, Ocean, Robbie, Shakira, and Lou, and of course, Bazidi, who is actually one of our partners that bought into our vision. And it has been a pleasure working with them throughout the year. So thank you very much.
Of course. All I can say is I'm excited to be out there on the road with you guys.
Sure.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for coming down.
This episode was recorded and produced by Bobby at Nameless Productions.
Nurture it, and if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had the war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it.